Andrew Atkins now joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
And mate, your good friend and a good friend of ours, Luke Marlow, he's gone to Singapore and he's really relishing that warm weather. He keeps telling me just how beautiful it is up there.
Yeah, he sent me a video the other day. He's living the high life there. He's got a pool at his backyard, so he's doing a bit better than us anyway. So.
Oh, jeez, man. He used to live in a little unit. Now he's got a swimming pool. Jeez, he's going all right.
Up and left us, he's up in high life now, so he's doing well. He's doing well over there, so.
Yeah, no, he is. He is for sure. All right, Ron, what are we...
You've got a pretty strong book of rides today, starting off with Royal Celebration. Jeez, in race two. It looks a perfect race for him, Andrew.
Yeah, it does, Ron. Obviously, he's coming off a nice little win, nice confidence building win for him. Coming off the back of a few nice horses too. So, it looks like a perfect race where he might land up outside the leader again, or even in a 1-1 sort of spot. As long as he's travelling well and he's comfortable, it's the main thing. So, he's been well ever since his win. So, Ron and myself have been very happy with him ever since. So, I'm very looking forward to it.
Okay, the good four track, back to a good four track today, that poses him no problems. He seems to handle everything.
Yeah, he does. He ran well enough on that heavy track that day, and then he's run well on a good track. So he handles anything, really. I'm not too worried what the tracks are. He always tries his best anyway.
Race three, Potent Force, a bit of weight, but a nice pickup ride.
Yeah, not a bad ride at all. First up, two nice trials. Last trial was quite well. Going a little bit awkward, but probably settling a little bit worse than maybe midfield or a little bit worse. I don't know, but haven't spurted at Mac yet. But looks a very nice ride and a very big chance in that sort of race. Mm.
Race five, Gatan. You know him well enough.
Yeah, he's a nice horse that's turned the corner late and started riding a little bit quieter, and he's been finishing off a lot better. And I mean, he won really good the other day, and I don't see it being a real strong race today. I think the horses that, are probably going to be a chance are all first up. So, he's got that little bit of fitness on there on his side. So, he'll keep him midfield sort of somewhere and ride him similar to what I did the other day. And he seems to finish off that a little bit better. But I think he can do it again for sure.
There seems to be enough speed there too. Man of Peace goes out hard and Reflectivity Fresh and Kanachi and maybe Fuel. So there's enough go forward horses there to maybe leave a spot, a little bit worse than midfield.
Yeah, exactly right. Man of Peace sort of set the speed the other day, so I'm tipping it'll do sort of a similar thing again today, but and like you noted with a few other horses with speed in the race too, so it could be a nice setup race for him.
Red Knot Race 6 on pace horse, racing well in the country.
Yeah, he has been racing well. His last two wins have been quite good. I have one on this horse a fair time ago at Newcastle, so do know him, which is a bit of an upside. Obviously, a very nice barrier. But bringing a horse to town in great form. Rod never brings them here when they're not ready to win, so I think he's a really nice horse going forward.
Dyslexics looks a nice ride in race seven. Obviously, she'll be better on back on top of the ground. Just that first run on the soft the other day, she just seemed to scramble a little bit.
Yeah, exactly right. And she's obviously a nice horse. She's second up. She'll improve off the run last time. And she did get caught down on the worst part of the track the other day too, which is probably a big difference. Like you said, back on top of the ground today and steps up to 1300. It'll be perfect sort of race set out for her, I think. He should be with a great chance coming off a really nice race, back in grade a little bit too. So, she's a big hope.
Mm. A little bit tricky that race. We've sort of, as far as tempo, we've lost our leader, the Pharaoh, there. So it could turn into a bit of a tactical battle, that.
Yeah, it could do. But I haven't spoken to any connections yet, but I'm tipping it'll be just to make sure she's in a nice rhythm. I think she got back a little bit the other day, so... a little bit full the other day, so she might be two or three pairs back, I don't know, but as long as she's travelling well, I'm tipping she'll let down at her best. She's definitely up to 1300 or probably suit her a little bit more as well, so the speed's probably from the outside as well, which looks like might generate a little bit more speed for us, but I wouldn't overthink it. I know she's going to draw Barry 5, so she should settle into a nice spot.
And you finish with Argent Door in race number 8. He's off a fresh, and you know him well enough.
Yeah, I like this horse. He, obviously, he's a bit tricky, though. He gets back and sort of appreciates a good temper, but not a temper that's too fast, because he sort of gets too far out of it. He's just, like I said, he's a funny horse. You've just got to leave him alone early and let him do his own thing. But he can rattle off some sectionals late if you let him settle early. But, like, he just needs that little bit of a freshen up. I think he'll do it in the world of good. He's just starting to get a little tired towards the end of his last little campaign there. But I think he'll measure up really nice in this race. I think he's a chance if there's enough tempo early.
Mm. All right, so solid book of rides. Just hopefully you can get away with a winner or two.
Yeah, exactly right. It is a nice book of rides. So it's good this time of the year when all the big boys are away. So here's a... There's a chance to get a few winners.
Good luck today.
Good luck to Andrew. I hope it's a good day. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much.
Andrew Atkins joining us there. Good on you. Thanks for joining us here on Racing HQ.